With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. What is happening on Capitol Hill? Will there or won't there be a new coronavirus stimulus package? Well, it depends on who you ask, but so far nothing's materialized. The NCBA's Ethan Lane says farmers and ranchers around the country need that new package to come to fruition.
Well, I think the thing to keep in mind for everybody listening is as they go through these negotiations, it's obvious that as people kind of walked away from the table a week or so ago and felt like they could take a hard line, there are far too many constituencies out there in the country that still need something from a COVID relief package that haven't seen it yet, or in our case in agriculture, probably need a little more. And so as they kind of went back into their to their respective bunkers and kind of took stock of what the situation really is, it seems to me that there's renewed interest because there's renewed need across both political parties to make sure that when they go to the ballot box on November 3rd, their constituents feel like they've done everything possible to deliver that aid in whatever form it's needed in their particular backyard.
In the latest back and forth, the Trump administration presented Nancy Pelosi with a $1.8 trillion stimulus offer. Pelosi declined the offer, saying it was far short of what Democrats are willing to accept. Some, though, have suggested the size of the deal doesn't really matter, as she doesn't want a deal done before Election Day. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.